Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushal Michal Daf Hey, and we are starting about the fourth line with a quote from the Mishnah of Asur Mechadosh Pelefnei Pesach, and the Vilnitzer Sadaf is about a third of the way into Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's office is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had said that these five grains are Asur because of Chadosh before Pesach. We know that Asur Chadosh is that one's not allowed to eat these grains before the Karban Omer is brought. So I think Mara clarifies what the proper nosach is. Istana Yitani Melefnei Pesach. There are those that teach in the Mishnah that the Girsa is before Pesach, and Istana Yitani Melefnei Omer. There are those that teach that the Girsa of the Mishnah is that these grains are asr before the Omer is brought. Now, Mandar Melfnea Pesach, Mesael Rabbi Yechanan, Mandar Melfnea Omer, Mesael Chiskia. The one who holds that the Girsa is before Pesach, that's according to Rabbi Yechanan. The one who holds the Girsa is before the Omer, that's like Chiskia. Dam Rabbi Yechanan, Bashem Chiskia, Bashas a carbon, ha carbon matir. When the carbon Omer was actually brought, meaning when we have the base of Mikdash, so then the actual bringing of the carbon Omer is matir all these grains, and it's only Shaloi Bashas a carbon when there is no carbon Omer being brought, because we don't have base of Mikdash, ha yoy matir. So then it's the day that matirs. Meaning, the moment that it becomes light, the day of the 16th of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach, already the new grain is allowed to be eaten. Now, we have a slightly different version of what Chizkiah said. Rabbi Yossi said, B'shem Chizkiah, B'shas HaKarbon, HaKarbon Matir. And in this version, this is the only thing Chizkiah said, that when the Karbon Omer was brought, so then it's the actual bringing of the Karbon Omer, which is Matir all the other grains. And so Rabbi Yossi, you added on, Ma'i Chizkiah, the Chizkiah agrees, Shaloi B'shas HaKarbon, Hayoi Matir. When there's no Karbon Omer being brought, it's the day of the 16th of Nisan, which is Matir these grains. And Rabbi Yechon says, it doesn't make a difference if we're actually going to be bringing the carbon Omer or not, meaning whether or not we have the base of Mikdash. It's the day of the 16th of Nisan, which is Matir the new grain. So Amar Vila clarifies, time Rabbi Yechanan, where's Rabbi Yechanan get this from? The pasuk in regards to Chadash tells us, ad etzam ha-yoyim hazeh, up until that very day. Malami, this teaches us, shehayoyim matir, that the day of the 16th of Nisan is what allows these grains to be eaten. Now, Yachal, you might think, afil b'shas ha-carbon, that this is even when the carbon Omer is brought, the day itself allows these grains to be eaten, and because of that, Talmud the pasuk tells us, "Ad aviyachem es karbon alekechem," until you bring the carbon. Now, yachal it's mashma havah mamish, that it's only once the actual carbon omer is brought, only then one's allowed to benefit from the grains. Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk also says, "Ad etzmayem azeh." So it seems to be a little bit contradictory. When are the new grains permitted? Once the morning of the 16th arrives, even before the carbon omer is brought, or only once the carbon omer is actually brought, which is obviously going to be a little bit later. And that's what we ask. Haketzad heilam beis on top tomim main time zman Hava from between these two psukim, meaning from these two parts of the pasuk, we take out zman hava, which is the time that it's being brought, which means it's already permitted to eat these grains once the carbon omer is right to be brought. It doesn't actually have to physically be brought, but it has to be right to be brought, which is the morning of the 16th. Now, for the clarification of Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, Maidi Rabbi Yechanan agrees be'isser shu aser, that in regards to the isser of eating new grains, that it's still aser until the actual omer is brought. So the Gemara asks Yisur Mahu, what type of isser is this? We just said that there's no Isser already the morning of the 16th, and now we're saying that Rabbi Yechanan agrees that it's still Usser to eat the new grains until the carbon Omer is actually brought. So what type of Isser is that? And the answer is, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Yisur Dvar Taira, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi Trehen Amrin Yisur Midivrehen. It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yirmi says that the Isser is Midai Raisa, and the way he explains the Pasuk is, Ein Mikri Yaitim Dei Pshutai. We have to take the Pasuk at face value, and since it says, Ad Aviyachem as carbon Alekechem, it means the new grain is not allowed to be eaten until the carbon Omer is brought, and that perhaps would be understood as an Isser say. There isn't an Isser Lav, don't eat it, but there's an Isser say that one is not allowed to eat it until the carbon Omer is brought. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi say that it's only an Isser Midrabanan. Now, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the Amayor tells us, Milein Drabanan Misayin Lon, the following member of the Rabbanan is a Raya for them, meaning for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that the Isser of eating new grain before the carbon Omer is brought, but it's still on the 16th of Nisan, is only Drabanan. Detaining Taman, we have a mission over there, Mesechus Menachos, Ein Mevin Menachos, one is not allowed to bring a carbon Mincha, Ubi Kurim, or the first fruits, Umenchas Behema, or Mincha that comes along with an animal carbon, otherwise known as a minchas nesachim, kaidem la'omer, before the omer is brought. Meaning whatever mincha is being brought before the carbon omer is brought has to be from old grain and not from new grain. Vimhevi, and if a carbon mincha of new grain was brought before the carbon omer was brought, pasul, it's totally pasul. That's because there's a pasuk in Navi Yecheskel that tells us, mi mashke Yisrael, mashma, that a carbon mincha has to be edible, and new grain before the carbon omer is brought is not edible. Now, Rav Amar Bishua Dremaya, Rav Bishua Dremaya tells us, that Rav Yonah and Rav Imi say, this is only taught that the carbon of mincha is pasul if it was brought on the 13th, 14th, or 15th of Nisan, and the grain was chadash, it was new grain. And the reason why it's pasul is again because the carbon number wasn't brought yet. Hashisha asar. However, if we're dealing with the 16th of Nisan, avar vehevi, and he was ivar, and he brought a carbon mincha of chadash of new grain, even though the carbon number wasn't brought yet, kasher. It's still kasher. Now, in Tamar Yisur Dvar Tairahi, if you want to say that the isra of chadash before the carbon number is physically brought, is mid midda'iraisa, like where Rabbi Yirmiyah said, loishanya, he shleishasar, he arbasar, he chamishasar, he shishasar. There shouldn't be a difference between the 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th of our behavi pasul. If he was over and he brought a carbon mincha from chadash, it should be pasul. And over here was quoted b'shem Rabbi Yechanan that if he brought a carbon mincha from chadash on the 16th, it's not pasul, it's kasher. It must be that the isser is only drabanan. So that's one raya. And v'ayim radol, we have another raya, the amrab Zeirab. Zeira said, al yudei derav bar daitun d'benoy derab chiyo rabba, since Rav is a relative, that's bar daitun, he's a relative of the sons of chiyo rabba, who suffered the chavas sign, he holds like them. Now who's also relative of chiyo rabba? Chizkia. So that means that Rav holds like Chizkia, namely the isra of chadash before the carbon imer is actually brought is midairaisa. That's what we had learned on Amud Aleph. Now in Tamar Asiru Dvar Torah, if you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan himself also holds that the isra of chadash on the 16th before the carbon imer is actually brought is midairaisa, Raisa, Vav Amar Alpha on top, Rav Bar Daita Rabbi Yechanan. That means that Rav also agrees with Rabbi Yechanan. That doesn't make sense. The Rav is like Rabbi Yechanan and like Chizkiyah, because Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiyah argue. So it must be that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Isra of Chadash on the 16th before the Omer is actually brought is only Midrabanan. So that's another Raya. But now we ask on this. But Tanina, we have a Mishnah that teaches Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskun Rabbi Yechanan and Zakai, Rabbi Yechanan and Zakai was Metakein, Shehei Yoim Hanef Kulay Asr. That the entire day of waving is Asr. What does it mean, the day of waving? So this is another way of referring to the 16th of Nisan, the day that the carbon omer is brought. And this takana was made for the following reason. If it would be permitted to eat chadash bright and early in the morning of the 16th, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, because the carbon omer is not going to be brought anyway, well then, meheri yibana Beis HaMikdash, that's a lashon that's used, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt speedily, and the next year already there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, but people are going to wake up the morning of the 16th and tell themselves, hey, last year we ate chadash right away, bright and early in the morning, so let's do that again this year. But they're not allowed to do so, because the carbon is able to be brought due to the fact that there's a Beis HaMikdash and they're going to be over the Isra of Chadash. And because of that, Rabbi Yechon Zaka was metaken that from when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Yom Hanef, the entire 16th of Nisan, the entire day of the Karban Omer should be brought, one is not allowed to eat from Chadash. Now, in Tamar Yisur Dvar Torah, if you want to say that the Isra of eating Chadash before the Karban Omer is actually brought is Midai Raisa Nicha, so it makes sense to make such a takana. Whereas in Tamar Yisur Midvrayan, if you want to say the Isra is only Midrabanan, Yesh Takana Achar Takana, do you make one takana after another? In other words, do we make Gzeira on Gzeira? We know that we don't, and this would turn out to be Gzeira on Gzeira. Namely, if the whole Isra of Chadash before the carbon number is brought on the 16th is only Midrabanan, so how could we make another Gzeira on that Gzeira that's saying that when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're not allowed to eat the entire day? Because when we do have a Beis HaMikdash, somebody might end up eating before the carbon number is brought. But even that itself is only Gzeira. It wouldn't make Gzeira like Gzeira. So our answer is it's not a problem. This whole Takana is not a Takana on a Takana. It's its own individual Takana for something totally different, for the Chaykin, for the people that live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and they actually don't know when the carbon imer is brought, so therefore we have to make a separate takana for them that they're not allowed to eat until way later on in the day, ensuring 1000% that the carbon imer is actually going to be brought by then. And therefore it's not gzera l'gzera, and we don't have an issue. Rabbi Yechon could still hold that the Isra of Chadash on the 16th before the imer is brought is only Midrabanan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.